What's up, ninjas? It's Michael here. We had a lot of stuff to talk about in our spring movie preview today, and we just couldn't fit it all in. So here are some excerpts of what we had to say about the movie Divergent, which is opening tonight on the Thursday midnight premiere. Now, I have to say, if you can avoid this movie at all costs, please do, because it's just a waste of your time. Go ahead, take a listen as to why you do not want to watch this horrible piece of garbage.
That thing's off.
I do want to mention Divergent, though, because it's opening tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight, Thursday, at midnight premiere.
My suspicions have kind of been confirmed.
Yes, it has. It's got 27% on its initial reviews from Rotten Tomatoes. So yeah. This is a steaming pile you want to avoid.
Or watch and laugh.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch it and I'm going to laugh.
Shailene Woodley, she seems like a nice person.
Question marks. Flying.
I don't really know her personally. She doesn't seem like she's like,
I don't know. I saw
a loser, but I don't think she's that good of an actress.
You know,
I don't even think she's that pretty.
You know what I think? I just thought, dude, you just like have something against women actors. You didn't like Sandra Bullock. You didn't think Sandra Bullock
in Gravity
was
or just in general?
Just in Gravity.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that's different.
Dude, she was really hot. What was that one
Congeniality?
Movie.
Congeniality.
She was.
Okay.
And if you've never seen Demolition Man, I thought she was really hot in that
I've
movie,
never
too.
Seen that.
She was hot in Speed, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it's been a long time.
But that was like, oh, crap, 20 years ago?
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was one.
I feel old.
I was one. That was a long time
ago. I was also one.
I was five.
17.
There you go. what's the girl's name in Divergent?
Shailene Woodley.
Okay, she's got, what's the main girl, I can't remember her name, from Twilight?
Kristen Stewart?
Yeah. Okay, she's got a Kristen Stewart thing kind of going on. I just thought about it.
But even worse than Kristen Stewart.
There were so many things, like, in the movie where it's supposed to be like, I'm brave, I have no fear, blah, blah, blah. But it was
It
was just glazed over the whole time.
Okay.
There really wasn't. I didn't feel for the movie at all.
They didn't have an emotion in her face.
Right, and it was supposed to be like encouraging and brave and fight against the system. And I just kind of watched the trailer and I was just kind of meh.
So basic overview of the plot, for what I've gathered, is that in the future, this dystopian future, after this giant cataclysmic world war.
Every movie ever, okay.
Yeah. They split humanity up into these
five.
Different factions. Was it five?
Mm-hmm.
Five factions.
Racism.
Where you're like,
okay.
You're brave, you're intelligent, you're selfless.
I don't know what the other
one
ones are.
Of them was like,
matter.
You're dumb. Like,
that's a whole community
Dibs.
Of stupid people.
And the other one was like, you are really rich or something. I don't know.
How would you be rich if they take this test when they're like super young?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems total BS. Like,
it
whatever.
It sounds stupid.
But then, okay, so then that's one girl. And another thing. Everybody, once they reach like 15, 16, some certain age, you get placed in one of these categories. You might be born into a family who comes from like, everybody's brave or everybody's really, really smart. But you may not be that. You might be something else. So when you reach like 15, you go and take this test, and then you get placed in one of the other categories if you're different. If you're really weird, if you're a divergent and you fit into two categories equally.
Or more, apparently.
Or more, but for the most part, it's usually just like, oh, you're brave and you're stupid. So you got to pick one or else you die or something like that. I don't know what the consequences are, but it's like it's a dire circumstance. You don't want to be two. You just want to be one.
Oh, well, apparently, they think that everybody that is a divergent is plotting to go against the system.
Right. So this girl, played by Shailene Woodley, she's three. She's brave, selfless, and really smart. Like, the perfect hero archetype.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Wow, she can do everything.
It's yeah.
Apparently, she knows how to throw knives, too, after, like, a day.
Dude, I know. I don't know what it is. From what I can tell, there's not much time passing between
they
her.
They were trying to play off of Catching Fire and all that.
It looks like a prequel to the Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games?
The Hunger Games. The Hunger Games.
I would watch that. Dude.
It looks like a prequel to The Hunger Games.
Jennifer Lawrence
worse.
Driving around in a Hummer.
Lawrence. We're just messing up words all the time.
Lawrence.
But it's like they're all training just to fight or whatever. Like this is the first overtaking.
What are they training to fight anyway? We don't even know, right?
I don't know. I don't know. They're all training to fight like they know.
Training
they're
to fight each other if they're a divergent.
It's like, are you divergent of the divergency? I don't know. But
we're going to kill you. We're going to train you how to kill yourself.
Because it looks like this little, like, their troops or whatever, their army that they do, that they all come together and do their things. You don't. You just hope that throwing knives at dummies works. But it looks like the overthrow that they had, you know, whatever, to prior to the Hunger Games, and then they set up their system of sacrificing troops and whatever. Yeah. I don't know. It's just...
So anyway,
it's going to be awful.
I'm Charlene prepared. Woodley, she has three, so she's extremely rare, of course.
Oh.
Everybody who's testing her for this whole divergency test is like, don't tell anyone that you have three traits, because you'll die. Great.
Cool.
Now what? Run. Because that's the plot of the movie.
This sounds awful.
I'm pretty excited for it.
You know what? I want to see it because I know it's going to be really bad. I'm going to be laughing in the theater at the most dramatic parts, and people are going to hate me. But I just want to see how bad it is. I want to do a podcast later about.
I don't want to waste the $7.
$5 movie night.
This matinee Tuesday night. Okay, let's do it.
We'll do it. We'll do it Tuesday night.
We'll throw popcorn at the screen.
That'd be great.
Well, that's all we had to say about that. If you haven't listened to our full podcast, go ahead and put that to your ears. We had a lot of stuff to say about Noah and Godzilla and some other news on that you got to check out. So that'll do it for us, Stay Shady Ninjas.